Sagt der heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt, es chol in Perik Ches, Mishnah Beis. Zoyer Adam, Basar Gmina, a person can wrap meat and cheese, bimet pachas achas, in one mit pachas, one like piece of cloth. As long as they don't come into physical contact with each other, in other words, they shouldn't actually touch each other. And if they do, then you have to wash it. What if both are cold? Says the Batanura, you still would have to wash it. Sakta Mishnah Vaita, Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel says, Shnei Achsino, and two guests at an inn, Oichlin al Shulchan Echad, who don't know each other, can eat together at one table. Zabasa v'zegvina, one eating meat and the other cheese, v'ein chayshishin, there is no concern that they're going to each taste from each other's food. If they don't know each other, then you don't do that. And if you're sitting with your brother, your friend, you take a little bit of his, he takes a little bit of yours. But you're sitting with a total stranger in some kind of an inn, it's not likely you're going to taste from his cheese. So again, the Batanua stresses, it's not the fact that they're in an inn. The fact is they don't know each other. Two friends, even in an inn, should not eat meat and milk on the same table. Okay, so in our mission over here, we learned, this is Perek Ches Mishnah Beis, meat and cheese, even though they're cold, if they touched each other, you have to wash it off. Really, in the Paiskim, it says only if one is liquidy a little bit. If both are totally dry, you don't have to. And you can even wrap it in one cloth, as long as you're careful it shouldn't touch each other. We also learned in the Mishnah that even though we learned in the last Mishnah that you shouldn't have meat and milk on the same table, two people in an inn, two guests who don't know each other, one could eat meat, the other can eat milk, because it's not likely they're going to eat from each other's food. If they do know each other, then they shouldn't have meat or milk on the same table. And again, as we said last time, in the last Mishnah, you could have some kind of a hecker, something that's not normally there. I don't know, a set of keys, something that doesn't usually belong on a table. And you make up, this is to remind us, you're milchig and I'm fleishig, or they should have a different tablecloth or placemat.